You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I think the slowdown on property prices will help the rental market to some degree. How long it will take is hard to determine. But I think there are other things which are actually causing the rental crisis, and that's excess taxes, excess costs, and some regulations which aren't working, basically.
So when you say regulations that aren't working, could you explain exactly what you mean there?
Yep. There's things like people want to have pets, but there's regulations now which mean that tenants are no longer responsible or as responsible for the damage that they cause. And that's putting people who own rental property off letting people have pets, because the pets can do more damage, and that can cost, and that cost will now fall upon them. So it just means that people are less likely to want to allow pets into their property. And so some of these things, while they sound good, are not. And things like also like there was they wanted to improve tenure, so how they stay in their rental property. And so they eliminated the 90-day regulations. And basically that was there to help owners to actually get rid of antisocial tenants, people who were causing problems. And so it's actually made it better for antisocial tenants, and it hasn't really given security of tenure to the vast majority of real tenants, other tenants, good tenants. So what we've actually suggested in our plan is that we have a new tenancy, which is a long-term tenancy. And it's one aimed where a tenant wants to have real security of tenure on their property, so they don't want the landlord to be able to sell the property. And it's to make it so that there's incentives there for landlords to actually give this type of tenancy to tenants and get some sort of reward for it as well. It's got to be fair and equal to both parties in order for it to work. And we're basing it on the German model because that does seem to be working quite well.
You think that essentially the property slowdown, it might lead to some more rental properties coming on the market, a bit of a reduction in some prices to some extent, or at least a plateau. But at the end of the day, there are these other barriers that are really significant in terms of easing this rental crisis.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I think potentially there is, there probably won't be people selling with prices going down. They're more likely to sell when prices are going up. The rental crisis is more caused by some of the extra costs. And there's things which don't actually help tenants. Like with healthy homes, you at least got better properties. Rents went up a bit, but you at least got better properties for that, and so it was good for tenants. Whereas things like increasing taxes for rental property, a tenant gets no benefit for that, and yet it does push the rental prices up. And so that's the kind of thing we're looking at to try and get costs down so that tenants don't have to pay so much in their rent, and it can stop the increases in rents occurring.
And you're looking to combine those lower costs for property owners and investors with enhanced tenant protections. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. What we see with the problems at the moment with renting is that rental prices are going up faster than they really need to. There's not enough choice for tenants, so we need to increase the supply of rental properties, and that'll also help rental prices as well. And we feel that there isn't enough security of tenure for those tenants who really do want to have security in their accommodation. And most of that is based around the landlord not selling the property. So we want to give the tenants confidence and the ability to know that the property won't be sold out from under them.
So what does that look like? Can you talk a little bit more about like the German model of that long-term tenancy?
So what this model would look like is that the landlord and the tenant would agree on how long the tenant wants to stay there, but it's envisaged that it would be for at least a three-year period and possibly longer. And during that agreed term, the landlord would actually agree not to sell the property, or if they did sell the property, they would have to sell it with the tenant there. The tenancy could not be ended just because the landlord wanted to sell the property. So the landlord would have to agree to that. So that's quite a big thing to actually do. The tenant would also be able to, if they wanted to end the tenancy during that period, they could actually do it, but instead of the usual 4 weeks notice, it would be 3 months notice. So if they could still end the tenancy, it would be a bit longer than usual, but they could still do it. And the third thing for the benefit for the tenant is they could treat it like a home and they could decorate it as they want to, as long as they put it back to the condition that it was in when they first took over the tenancy. So those are the good things for the tenant. The other side of the coin is that the owner is giving up quite a lot of their rights in order to provide that those benefits for the tenant. And the quid pro quo, I guess, is that they could potentially charge a higher bond. So in Germany, the bond situation in Germany is that it's 12 weeks rent. So for this, there would be the ability to be able to accept a 12-week bond, which would reduce the landlord's risk. And also, in exchange for being able to modify the property, there is risk in that if they don't, the tenant doesn't put it back together, so the extra bond would be there to ameliorate that risk. And the other side of it is that the tenant would actually be responsible for outgoings like rates and insurance. So it would cost them a little bit more, but they would definitely have security of tenure for it and the ability to treat their property as their home.
Have you done any sort of market research with regards to the appeal of that sort of tenureship strategy for potential tenants and property owners in New Zealand?
We haven't done any research on it. We've done a little bit just talking to people, no formal research, but just talking to people to say, would that be something you're interested in? Do you want to actually have tenants stay in the property for a long time? And the overwhelming response we got back from owners is that yes, they would be interested in something like that, and they do actually want the tenant to stay there as long as possible. So even though at the moment we have periodic tenancies, and in theory you can end a periodic tenancy much easier, either party can do so, but what tends to happen is these periodic tenancies do actually go on for years and years and years. So we want actually, as I say, yeah, the owners want the tenants to stay for as long as possible, and if they can formalise that, they'd be interested in looking at it. It's a bit harder to actually find tenants to do research on, but it would be good to be able to do some research on that. Maybe we could work together with BFM and some of your listeners, perhaps, to find out what they think about the idea.
The establishment of a long-term tenure option based on that German tenancy system obviously envisages long-term relationships between tenants and landlords.
Yeah.
How do you square that with, say, your calls to return the bright line test to 2 years?
Returning the bright line test to 2 years doesn't really affect tenants at all. Neither does the interest deductibility. These are things, unlike healthy homes, where you actually get a better property for it and rents might increase. All these things can do, these tax changes, all they can do is increase the cost of providing a rental property, whether it's on a periodic tenancy or one of our new long-term tenancies. It doesn't affect that really at all. It really does just have an effect on the cost of providing a rental property, no matter what the tenancy is, and therefore it has an impact on rents.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.